Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on how to build effective learning loops. It's based on work that I also talk about in Chapter 6 of my new book, The Leadership Equation, 10 Practices That Build Trust, Spark Innovation, and Create High-Performing Organizations. Learning loops are a process of sharing performance information with people and empowering them to make the changes needed to improve performance. The key to learning loops is giving people the right information at the right time, sparking their creativity and innovation with open-ended, future-oriented questions. Learning loops depend on communicating information about performance in a way that's easy for people to understand. How are we doing on customer satisfaction? How about reliability? What about our financial picture? You can signify with green or amber and red areas of relative strength and weakness. You can provide detailed comparisons of past and present performance. Arming people with data that's reliable, easy to understand, and has sufficient background detail makes it easy for them to see where they need to make adjustments. Learning loops need to be shared with people who have the authority and responsibility for improving performance. Start with the people who wield the most influence, typically the members of the senior leadership team. As soon as the performance metrics become available, they need to be talking about them. It's not enough to email the report or publicize the performance measures on a website. People need to hear the report as a group, think through the implications, discuss options, and share ideas. That's how learning loops work. I think there are five factors of successful learning loops. The first is to develop the right performance measures. You do that by linking performance metrics and targets to the organization's strategic plan, its goals, its objectives. The second key factor is communicating the information immediately. It's important that people get the information in their hands quickly and not wait 6 months before they see the customer service data or the reliability data. Third, you need to share it with the right people. That means creating the forums and empowering people to talk about the information and making sure that good, open-ended, future-oriented questions are being asked of those people. Future-oriented questions like, so what could we do to improve this number? How could we make our service levels more impressive? What could we do to improve our financial performance? These basic bottom-line questions are not asked often enough. Motivate people to improve performance is the fourth key factor. So oftentimes there are inherent cultural challenges and barriers to improving performance. People will feel that there's going to be resistance to their ideas, or that there will be an impact on their own security and safety within the organization by speaking out. It's important that people feel that they can speak truth to power, that if they see an idea that is worth pursuing, that they can speak it to their boss, and if their boss isn't listening, to their boss's boss. And finally, monitor the process. Make sure that the senior management team is watching over this learning loop process as it gets driven down inside the organization at different levels. Make sure that the information that those teams need is getting to them in the right time and in the right manner so that they can have these learning loop conversations. Now, learning loops can be implemented anywhere in the organization to accelerate the pace of change. At CarMax, the chain of used car superstores, the CEO holds sessions with employees and shares the latest performance information. Then he asks, so how can we improve this performance? What are we doing that's unnecessary or doesn't make sense? What have we learned today that we didn't know yesterday, and how can we apply that knowledge to making our company perform better? He personally takes part in these brainstorming sessions and makes sure every idea is recorded and receives a response. A Tibetan proverb says, to be uncertain is uncomfortable, to be certain is foolish. Human beings can learn very quickly if they have the information at their disposal and are motivated to improve performance. It may be uncomfortable sometimes, but that focus on learning is what generates trust and builds high-performing organizations.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.